This is Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, a chance to visit with Bronkbusters coaches and athletes live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Here's your host, the voice of the Bronkbusters, Cal Friedman.
Welcome back to Old Chicago here on the 21st of September. Do you remember? Welcome back for another edition of the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. Cal Friedman here on game night. Of course, we've got some college football kicking off, Coastal Carolina and Georgia State. We will have the New York Giants taking on the San Francisco 49ers later on. Some specials tonight, $16 drafts at $5.39 and $23 drafts at $7.39 tonight here on game day to celebrate week four of the college football season and week three of the NFL season. Later on in tonight's show, we will hear from Garden City head coach Tom Minnick as he previews Garden City's games. They look to go over 500 as they take on Highland for their second conference game of the season. And we will hear from volleyball head coach Patrick Hiltz as his team is currently in action, kicking off a three-game homestand. We'll hear from both of them later today, but first we'd like to introduce our first player of the Garden City Community College Coaches Show here this season. We bring on tight end Ajoa Joe. Ajoa, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. So I want to dive into just kind of your backstory before we even get into football. The name Ajoa Joe is South Sudanese. Yeah. You're one of five siblings in the household. Can you describe me what family life was like growing up?
Ooh-wee. Hey, man. All I can say is being a middle child, you get your name called a lot. And like four of my siblings, including me, All our names start with A.
Okay.
All our names start with A, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a Joe do this, a Joe do that. But you know, it was good growing up. I got two little brothers, you know, Adal and Cook. One's 18, one's 14. I got an older sister named Mo, she's 22, and then I got an older brother. That's my dog. That's Z-Bo, Triple B's, Bo the Joe. He's 26 right now. Yeah.
With a very athletic family, you're telling me you got a cousin who played at Loyola Chicago in basketball. It's a very competitive household growing up.
Oh, yeah. My brother, big bro, taught me everything I know. Everything I know today, like basketball, football, work ethic, like all of that. Like, he was the one who instilled it into our house. And for real, I kind of just, you know, took the reins and kind of took off, I'd say, you know, trying to help my little brothers, you know, come along the way and whatnot. But, yeah, like, our family is super, super, super athletic. Like, you just mentioned my cousins, Ahir Uguak, you know, he was at Loyola, the Ramblers, and now he's at the Stingers, Edmonton Stingers. Mm-hmm. His little brother, Luau Uguak, he played at TCU. That's my cousin, too. He's at Montreal Alouettes right now. So, you know, it runs in the blood, man.
And you were telling me right before we came on, you've played about every sport you could imagine. Oh, soccer, hockey, basketball, football, European handball. Is there one sport that always stands out besides football?
Basketball, for sure.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I know I could have definitely took off with that, you know what I'm saying? Just the confidence I have in myself. But, you know, thinking about it, you know, I'm not 6'8". Feel me? I'm not shooting like Stephen Curry. So, I knew football was a route for me. Yeah.
But you did tell me you've been balling up here.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who want it can get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that confidence. So, let me start back in high school. You played two seasons of high school in Canada. Firstly, how did you get into football in Canada?
It was second grade. I remember coming home and I was like, what is that smell in the house? And it was my brother. I was like, bro, go shower. What are you doing? Why do you stink like that? He's like, I just finished football practice. I was like, football? What is football? He's like, come with me. I'll take you tomorrow. Next day, took me, signed me up. That same day, I started playing. I started off as a running back. Boom, transitioned into a quarterback. Fifth grade, I was quarterback. Went back to running back. And then went to slot back. Ninth grade, played safety and quarterback. Moved to Edmonton, 5 hours away from my family, living with my mom's sister. And, you know, that's when I kind of took off in the football department. Like, I really solidified myself as that guy, I'd say. You know what I'm saying? For lack of a better word. But, yeah, that's where it all started, man. Yeah.
Was it a tough decision to move away to Edmonton?
To be honest with you, no, because Brooks, Alberta, you know, that's where I'm from. That's my hometown for sure. You know, I'm always going to rep 403, but it's a good place to go isolate yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's not good to stay there, I'd say, like, especially me. You know, I'm a very outgoing guy. I like to get active. You know what I'm saying? I like to do a lot of stuff. So, you know, just being in that small town, I knew I had to get out. I was like, there's no way I'm going to help my family here. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, Mom, I'm leaving. And she didn't say anything for real.
Really?
Yeah, she just let me go.
Okay. So moving over to high school play, what's football culture in Canada like?
What are football culture?
Yeah. Like, describe how it's like.
I mean, I guess it, I say it's the same thing for okay. real, but some differences. You know, we motioning before the ball snapped, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, though, like, it's still the same. Like, we're still going out there, going to war, you know, trying to beat the guy in front of you. Yeah, it's really the same.
You had big time offers later on. I know you transferred over to Clearwater Academy to finish out your high school career in Florida, but when did recruiting really start to blow up for you?
It was February 28th, the first day I moved down. Like, I literally just got off the plane, and I went to, I think it's called Smoky Bones. That's exactly okay. what it's called. It's called Smoky Bones in Clearwater, Florida. But, yeah, I went there to go eat with Coach, and he literally told me I had two offers, FAU and Indiana. Those were my two first offers, and I was like, what? These guys haven't even seen me play football yet, you know, play a snap in America. So, and I kid you not, Cal, like, I'm not lying right now.
Yeah.
From that day on, I got an offer every single day. Like, was like every single day until I committed. Yeah, I committed in July.
So you went basically 4 months, you're telling me, getting an offer from a new school every single day?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You ultimately decided to go to Clemson. Yeah. Now, I want to talk to you about Clemson. We talked about it a little bit before.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe what it's like playing at such a big program?
Ooh, it's everything you dream of. Like, I want to tell you, all you kids out there who's dreaming of going to Clemson, Alabama, all the big name schools, it's everything you dream of. But you got to put in the work to get there. You know what I'm saying? I got there freshman year. I was a little starstruck. I was like, oh my goodness, Trevor Lawrence? ETN? What? Like, what's going on? But then I started to realize, I'm like, yo, I'm that guy too. You know what I'm saying? I can do anything I want to do. You just got to put your mind to it and you got to work. So it was amazing. Dabo, Coach Grisham, thank you to Coach Scott for recruiting me to go there. I think every single coach over there, like, they really taught me everything I know right now, to be honest with you.
I want to talk to you about Dabo because he was a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Obviously, you were part of the wide receivers you were Clemson. Yeah. What was the biggest way he helped you out develop?
The biggest way he helped me out. It wasn't even on the field, to be honest with you.
Okay.
It was off the field. I had a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and, you know, he really motivated me and told me, like, yo, like, you're a special guy. Like, don't waste it. You know, he's telling me all these stories about people that have wasted talent and whatnot, and he just that's what he would keep reiterating to me, like, just like water. He said what he said, something about watering where your feet are, you know. Yeah, just he's a motivational guy. He's that's my guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you've told me about how crazy Death Valley can get. I want to go into one game you told me about. So your sophomore year, though, you played Georgia in North Carolina, which is huge. You told me that was the craziest atmosphere you've ever been a part of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you go into how intense the buildup is that week before? Because those are two teams that didn't want to lose. Can you talk about how different it feels in practice that week?
Georgia Tech game?
Or Georgia game.
Oh, boy. Everybody was locked in, laser focus, intensity all the way. Like, I'm talking, like, no one is messing around. There's no goofing off. Like, yeah, we're going to still have fun. But, like, when it's time to practice, when it's time to work, oh, yeah, we working. And everybody's holding everybody accountable, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you need. We're only as strong as the weakest link. And everybody on the team understood that, you know what I'm saying? So we went into that game ready to bang, like, ready to go to war with anybody for my brother beside me. So, yeah, it was, whew, you just had to be there, man, for real.
Do you have a favorite memory, Clemson?
Yeah, I do. October 17th, that's my older brother's birthday. Shout out Triple B's again. I scored my first touchdown against Georgia Tech. It was, I ran a fade ball, got called back. You know, I was in, though, not going to lie. But ran it back. I got a little tunnel screen, you know, a little one step. And I don't even know. Like, I just took off, bro. I just took off. And I like, you feel me? Like, everything was blurry. And then it goes clear, and I'm in the end zone. And I'm like, whoo-wee. I just scored my first tutty, boy. But yeah, that's definitely my best memory. For sure.
When you get in the huddle and you hear a play call, and your eyes light up saying, oh, this is my play.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of route is your favorite route to run on the field?
Favorite route? You already know I got to go up top, soda pop, go ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you play with a lot of talented players. You were mentioning Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne. You played with a couple other guys who were in the pros, Justin Ross, Brian Brisee.
Oh, yeah.
Darion Kendrick on the defensive side of the ball. Who's the most impressive guy that you've ever seen in person?
The most impressive guy I've ever seen in person. That's a great question, Cal. You're good at this.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. The craziest I've ever seen. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have to stick with DJ. DJ Uyunglele. I did a curl route. I did a curl route in practice one time. And that boy threw that ball so hard. My hand split.
No way.
I swear on everything I love. And it was like that for at least two and a half weeks before it actually healed. And like when it would heal up, it happened again.
No way.
Yeah. But
you mean like the skin?
Oh yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, he's throwing that rock. He got power behind that arm for sure.
You've been keeping up with him at Oregon State?
Oh, just a little bit. You know, I don't like his stuff and I'll tell him keep going, you know, motivate him a little bit. But you know, he got his own stuff going on. So
now I want to ask, you went over to USF last season.
Yeah.
We were talking about it a little before. They played Alabama really tough this last week.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Who are some of the guys you really keep up with on that team?
To be honest with you, shout out to my dog, AB, Amaris Brown, number 9. He going to the league for sure.
Okay.
Shout out to my boy, Coquavius Berry Hill. That's my dog. Shout out Byron Brown. He's a QB going crazy right now. Mm-hmm. Shout out GB, Gary Bohannon. That's my dog. Shout out UE Terry. Philadelphia, but that's really, I know I'm forgetting a lot right now, but you know, I love all them guys for real.
Like, no worries.
Yeah.
Was it a cool experience for you? Obviously you finished out your high school career in Clearwater and got the opportunity to go back to Tampa.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Best experience ever. Like, you know, basically home in a sense, you know what I'm saying? Go 30 minutes down the road and I'm back where it all originally started. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was great.
So now you're here in Garden. Now I want to kind of take you back to the start of this interview, because when you moved from Brooks to Edmonton, could you ever imagine that in the blink of an eye, you moved to Edmonton, to Florida, to South Carolina, back to Florida, and now you're talking to me at a restaurant in Kansas?
To be honest, no, man. One of my boys, Moose Haymore, he told me a long time ago, he was like, big sacrifices, big rewards. And I've been living by that religiously, you know. So I knew that I had to come here and I knew what it had to get done. So I was like, every situation I go into, I just try to be super optimistic and positive about it. And yeah, hopefully the man above got me, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay. Yeah. I would ask you next, obviously you're focused on football.
Yeah.
But are there some things that kind of take your mind off of football when you got time off?
Mm-hmm.
What are some things you like to do?
I like to dance. I'm not going to lie. I'm a dancer. Yeah, I dance a lot. I'll just play music in my room and be dancing. Again, I like to play basketball. I'll do that. I like to go on walks too. You know, being from Canada, being so close to Banff and stuff, I like to go on hikes and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I like to experience nature and stuff like that. So
yeah. I'm from Florida. I've never been able to go on hikes and stuff.
For real?
Yeah, I want to try and get out to Colorado one of these days.
You got to, bro. Yeah. That's where the Rockies are. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I gotta get out there. Yeah. What's your favorite type of music?
Favorite type of music? Gotta say hip hop, but you know, I do not discriminate. I listen to country myself. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I listen to a little bit of Morgan Wallen, a little Kane Brown here and there. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Just
all the softy stuff, but, you know.
All right. We might have to share Ox one time, man. Let me talk to you here about Garden City. You're making the transition from wide receiver to tight end here. I know it's not a huge difference, but what are some of the things that kind of go into the change between playing out wide and playing a little more towards the offensive line?
I'm not really going through a transition. I'm just playing it to show coaches that I can do both. You know what I'm saying? Be versatile, but it's honestly, to me, it's no big difference.
Okay,
because I'm such a physical guy, I love it, you know what I'm saying? And now that I get to hit bigger people, oh, you're gonna give me a D line? All right, let's go. Come on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so used to hitting cornerbacks and safeties, like, yeah, you know, it's fun, but I want a challenge. Yeah, now I got one, so you know, I just attacking this full head on, you know what I'm saying? Just taking all the coaching advice from Coach Felker, you know, my boy Alex Lyons too, from out of Arizona, he helping me too. So, you know, we getting it.
Let me ask you this. So you're clearly not afraid of taking on some defensive linemen.
Yeah.
You're not afraid of using your body. You're not afraid of playing multiple different sports or traveling across the country. Yeah. Has there ever been something that you were afraid to take on?
To take on? Because
it seems like you're a guy who's not scared of much.
Yeah, to be honest with you, like I don't live life in fear, but my biggest fear,
okay,
is death. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow, that's
deep. Yeah, that's super deep.
Okay, Houston. All right, yeah, that did just take a U-turn. Let me go back to you playing the field then. You got your first touchdown here at Garden City Week 2 against Iowa Western. Can you recall that play for the people listening?
Okay, I think I was on the line. I think I was on the line or I was flexed out. But, yeah, it was just, you know, I did my route, and I'm looking, and I see Jalen in trouble, and, you know, just instincts. Rambo time, you know what I'm saying? Scramble drill, boom. I just ran the space, and I seen that ball coming. I was like, oh, yeah, look it all the way into the tuck. Boom, caught it. You know, but I do this, though, so I just, I, you know, I ain't really celebrate. I gave it right to the ref, you know.
Okay.
So job ain't finished.
Got it. Yeah. So, obviously, you've come over. You're playing with the guys from all over the country. You just mentioned Jalen, who's from South Carolina, Alex from Arizona. Was it difficult at first to, you know, settle in with all these new guys, all you guys trying to, you know, come in and win really quickly?
Nah, not at all. You know, like, I feel like I'm God-gifted in the sense of, you know, connecting with people very, very quickly, I'd say. So it wasn't nothing. Like, they welcomed me with open arms, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, we're going to have a little scuffle here and there, but we're just boys, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do that. But, yeah, they welcome me with open arms, man. And I love these boys. Shout out to my dog. Shout out to Jacob. That's my roommate, you know, the Espanol boy. Shout out to T-Shirt and Wesley out of, you know, Broward and Birmingham. Shout out to Bean. That's my dog, Bean. Shout out to Trey Jones. You feel me? James Jones. That's my dog, Trey. And shout out to Zeebo, too. Those are all the guys in my room right now. They welcome me with open arms, you know, and made the process easier. So
one thing that I always notice about when I come out to practice, you guys, that wide receiver group is so tight.
Oh, yeah.
How did that happen?
To be honest with you, like, we just want to see each other win. We just want to see each other win. You know, we're not really into that, like, selfish, oh, it's all about me. Because, you know, we're only as strong as the weakest link. You know what I'm saying? And you know, DeMond's, you know, being a leader that he is, you know, I'm a leader as well. So, you know, we'll reiterate that and reiterate that. And, like, because if we're all winning, then we're all, you know, we're all going to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, We just gotta do it for the next man besides you every day, every single day.
I like that.
Yeah.
How excited are you to get back on the field this weekend against Highlands?
Ooh-wee. These boys don't know what's coming. I don't want to talk too much, you know, because I'm all about that action. But I just want to tell them boys that they better be ready, man, because we coming with a vengeance.
We're excited to watch that. Garden City back in action here. Second Jayhawk game as they host Highland Scotties. Kickoff at 11 o'clock from Bronkbuster Stadium. Joe, one of your tight ends on this Bronkbuster football team. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you,
Best Kel. Of luck this weekend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, Kel.
Thank you so much. When we come back, we will hear from volleyball head coach Patrick Hiltz. His team is in action right now against Otero. All that and more here on the Garden City Coaches Show live from Old Chicago.